Backpack Brothers in here. They're blowing and going. And Bowman came up with this thing that he came across that I wanted to talk about, and I want to give my prediction as to what I would do. Tell us how this works, Bowman.
So this has been making waves on social media. I think it got started on either Twitter or Reddit. It is the question, could 100 men of your choice kill a single gorilla?
I'm going to answer that. Wait a minute. I'm going to answer that right off the bat for you. Then you guys can banter however you want to. Here's what you do. I don't need 100. I need one. One man. All you got to do is go to a city-wide buffet.
Where did these take place?
Put that gorilla. Hey, listen. Put that gorilla on one side and put the human consumption machine on the other and say the winner takes all. That gorilla's going down, baby. He is going down.
I don't care about the gorilla anymore. Tell me about the city-wide buffet you're talking about.
Well, there's several. I mean, you go to some, you know.
That's just a restaurant buffet. What is a city-wide buffet?
Well, I meant in a city.
A line that goes down the main street of a city.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
Silicaca Chamber of Commerce, let's do it.
Let's put some tables all the way from Fort Williams all the way to 280 and line it with. The first table is going to be monkey gland sauce. That gorilla ain't got a chance.
It's his own gland. I mean,
sorry, he doesn't have a chance.
He's not a cannibal.
If Giddens went up against Grape Ape, the only gorillas I know is Grape Ape, Godzilla, and who else?
Godzilla. You mean King Kong?
King Kong.
Godzilla.
Godzilla, whoever.
Gorillazilla.
They're going down. When it comes to food, he's beating anybody. I guarantee you. He could eat at will against a gorilla.
Eat at will. Look, let's bring this discussion back to a serious nature.
100 people.
Look, do these people, are they fighting with their bare hands?
It's only bare hands. You cannot use a gun or a tranquilizer dart or a baseball bat or an axe or anything. It's your bare hands against the gorilla.
I'd still take a bunch of, you know, heavyweight boxers and a bunch of, you know, professional MMA fighters know how to grapple. So the grapplers would be going at the lower limbs of the gorilla, and then the heavyweight boxers just get to tee off while the gorilla is fighting off the guys that are holding his legs.
I think the best idea I've heard is people are saying, get some really fast people like a Tyreek Hill or a Xavier Worthy
or
Usain Bolt and let him run around the gorilla and keep him occupied, and then send in the big guns like a Mike Tyson or a Floyd Mayweather or whoever you think is the best pound-for-pound fighter and let him go to town while the gorilla is occupied.
No. All you got to do is bring that gorilla to WrestleMania 143 and he goes down. Ain't that the next one?
In 100 years, that'll be there.
What's the next WrestleMania?
It'll be 42, I think, next year.
Bring that gorilla to WrestleMania 42. He's going down in a cage match, whoever it is. Who would be the number one contender for that?
I'd put the biggest dude possible. The only thing is the gorilla wouldn't follow the script.
Now I'm asking you, who in the WWE would be that person?
The Undertaker?
He's gone. He's retired.
The Road Warrior.
Definitely retired.
Yeah.
All right, Andre the Giant.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, but if you put all of these guys...
It took 12 people to tote him in the casket.
I'd take 100 Andre the Giants against the gorilla. Or against Godzilla, the gorilla.
Listen, I'll tell you one way to defeat that gorilla, okay? You put him across the room from Giddens. No gun, no knife, no nothing, no kind of... You know, stick or nothing like that. All you got to do is put a banana on the line.
Oh, no, I take the gorilla in that one.
No.
Yeah.
If Giddens has been on one
of... Have you ever seen me eat a banana?
Listen, Giddens been on one of them three-day fasts, that gorilla don't have a chance.
Is it banana in monkey gland sauce? Because if it's not that, then yeah, I'm not taking the...
Absolutely. You could even line it with coleslaw and...
olives.
Olives.
Well, I'm staying far away. That's repellent.
But you could get the banana. That gorilla ain't got a chance.
Why would it be a banana? Put a crab leg up on there. I'd much rather fight over that.
Yeah, but the gorilla likes a banana. I'm telling you how much chance he don't have if you've been on one of them three-day fasts.
If it was a crab leg, then I'd lose to Jameis Winston.
You want to hear what AI said for this thing? It said, this is from Google AI when you look it up. While a single gorilla is incredibly strong, 100 men, if coordinated and willing to accept significant risk, could likely defeat a gorilla. The sheer number of humans would eventually overwhelm the gorilla, despite its physical prowess. However, this victory would come at a high cost, with many men likely suffering severe injuries or death.
Oh, absolutely. It's like Normandy. The first wave that goes in has no chance. But eventually, that gorilla is going to get worn down.
I don't think that... You know what kind of injury I think they would have?
Bites.
Bites.
Yeah, that gorilla bites them to death.
Have you seen the new King Kong movie where Kong uses one of the gorillas he's fighting as like a I don't know what you would... Like a towel almost, or like a...
I can tell Pittsburgh Steeler like tower, terrible yeah, like towel.
And just start swinging and beating other girls with the one gorilla.
Yeah, the first human that goes in, the first man, that's what they're getting used as after that. They're going to be a baseball bat.
Wow. Gorilla versus 100 humans. Hit us up on Kix's Facebook page and let us know if that gorilla was facing Michael Giddens.
I better not see a single mention of Harambe. Not a single one.
I don't want to see a single mention of Chandelier.
Oh, you got to get used to that.
I mean, it took 144 to get him in.
I think it's just Mel Kiper being told by ESPN to go talk about who is like far and away the highest NIL valued player there is. I mean, you got to mention him. Obviously, social media is infatuated with Shedeur Sanders. So, Mel Kiper, listen, you get your marching orders. Go out there and talk about Shedeur nonstop.
I can guarantee you, Mel Kiper, if somebody said Mel Kiper, who would win, Shedeur Sanders or a gorilla, 1v1? He would sit there for at least 3 days and explain to you the gorilla is going to lose to Shedeur Sanders.
And that the NFL execs are idiots for picking the gorilla.
I'm just going to go on and tell you, Bauman brought this up, 100 versus the gorilla. I'm okay with that 100. I think 100 could take him down, but I'm going to tell you this. It took 144 to get Chandelier in.